And this is really the way AI works. And so what we're going to do is I'm going to ask you to only look at two things in the images. I'm going to ask you to look at the ears, and I want you to ask yourself, how pointy are they? And I'm going to ask you to look at the tails and how long they are, okay? And so what I'm going to tell you is that those two things are what determines for you as AI, or is a kitten or puffy. Now, what's going on here is I'm giving you what are called features. And these are indicators of some phenomena. Okay? So what I'm going to ask you to do is I want you in your mind, and I've done it for you, is put on some like a 2D graph. You know, if you remember from middle school or high school algebra, on that graph, I'm going to put you how pointy are they on one side, and then how long or short are the tails. Okay? Now, if I've done my job right and your data is good, and this is going to be an important part, is the cats and the dogs will all be in the same kind of areas, right? So what you're recognizing is cats tend to have pointy ears and longer tails, right? So if I see something with pointy ears and longer tails, hey, we're good to go. You're AI. That's it. The most complicated model you're ever going to encounter in AI is essentially doing this. What it's doing is it's observing things in their natural state, measuring something like their pointy of their ears and tails, and deriving what are called correlations. This is all statistics and math and stuff like that. But really what it means is, hey, certain things of the same thing tend to have the same characteristics. And if you just looked at the characteristics, that'll tell you. And this works really. We use this, we're taught this very early in life. This is one of those experiments. We as toddlers, we learn. That's one of the things we learn. Hey, tall people play basketball, right? These are that's not always true, but there's a high correlation, right? And so we go through our lives making judgments about the environment we live in all the time using these gross generalizations about the phenomenon. That's what AI is doing. We just turned it into math. But it's not entirely perfect. So as AI, we're going to give it a new cat. So 20 years, long tail, good to go, right? This is called a true positive. This is what we've done is you or my AI said, yeah, that's a cat. Okay, that's great. All right, I'm going to challenge you the next one. Is this a kitten or a puppy? Right? Now, here's the challenge.